we're in COVID quite seriously in Victoria at the moment. And so with my kids, the screen time's just gone crazy, gone out the window.
Way too high.
Yeah, my wife's quite strict. But then, like, our youngest got a computer. He's 11. And so I said to him the other day, what are you watching? And he goes, oh, I'm watching these YouTube videos. This really cool guy called Graham. Before I start, no one called Graham's really cool, are they? No. Graham Norton, kind of cool.
Yeah, I used to go surfing with a guy called Graham, and he one of those guys that was just born with muscles. You know, some kind of friends, they just born with, and he was just, whenever anyone tough came around, he just scared people off.
Graham.
Graham just had muscles.
I said, well, what's Graham, what's Graham doing on YouTube? Well, he's talking about Minecraft, which is a kid's computer game building thing. Huge.
Yeah.
And I'm like, show us a photo of Graham. He shows me a photo. He's like about 35, maybe 30.
Yeah.
And he looks like Harry Potter grown up. And he's holding a cat. And I'm just like, Graham, a bit of a loser. Loser, Graham. Don't you reckon Graham and his
mind? Comment to your son?
I said, well, Graham, what's Graham just sitting around all day making Minecraft videos? What a loser. And then my oldest son goes, I just Googled how much Graham's worth, Dad. Graham's worth $2.5 million. Are you worth $2.5 million? Well, if I sell this house and you kids, sure.
What does he do? He
shows you how to play Minecraft. It's a computer game.
So it's like a golf lesson.
Yeah.
It's like a.
And this guy makes millions of dollars just doing that all day. Just with, you know.
So you go having trouble with. What would you have trouble with in Minecraft?
No, I don't know. But he just puts the videos on YouTube. He gets sponsors or whatever. Worth $2.5 million.
What could you teach on YouTube?
Oh, God. No, not much.
Not much.
Cooking. But my cooking's pretty basic.
There were two guys that were teaching you how to dance like Russell Coit. And it was an art form.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I just made that dance up.
They owe you money.
Yeah, well, you know.
When have you knocked on their door? Said, hello? Do they have a dance studio? It's just
a couple of guys. But they actually broke the moves down.
Oh, wow.
Into actually that and do that and then move there. It was a bit like, what do you call it? They have the things on the, you step on the things on the ground.
Yeah.
And they actually got it. It was quite good.
Oh.
And then there are other people who do it online. Not that I've watched my own stuff that much, but they're better at it than I am.
Yeah, right. Is that like your Friday night? I'm just going to Google myself.
When your son's looking at Minecraft, I'm looking at videos of me. I mean, I must admit, indulgently, I don't know if you've ever Googled Russell Coit tattoos.
Yeah, oh, they are funny. Yeah.
They are funny.
Yeah. I got sent one the other day, which I sent to you from Gavin Baskill, a Tasmanian comic, who met someone at a gig in Tasmania who had one. Yeah.
I mean, good on you if you've got one, but the rest of your life.
No. For a comic character.
You've got a couple.
Yeah, I've got a few. I got Uncle Arthur on one leg. I'm a bum. Uncle Arthur on my bum cheek. Cal Knight.
Because there's a guy that I did talk back with, he's got Husey and Russell Coit on different parts of his body. And you're going, seriously.
Yeah, that's dedicated though.
I mean, but it's just like, and there's a time and a place for everything.
Mm.
I reckon they should have tattoos that fade after about 5 years.
Yeah.
Because you're going, now I don't want that on my body.
There was the greatest point made, I think it was in Family Guy, which I don't watch a lot, but he said to the kid wanted a tattoo, the teenager wanted a tattoo, and he said, do you remember when you were five and you loved Bob the Builder?
Yeah.
You would have got a Bob the Builder tattoo, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. Would you want that Bob the Builder tattoo now?
Mm.
No. So think about that when you get your dolphin. You're up in Byron or in Bali getting your Celtic armband.
I used to do a bit of stand-up about it. I used to say, a girlfriend of mine got a tattoo of a rose on her butt, and the only problem is she's put on a lot of weight and it's more like a bunch of roses.
A whole bush.
And she had to go put a tattoo of bars underneath it because the rose got quite big because her ass got so huge. I don't know. Can you say that? I don't know.
Yeah, of course you can.
Can I? You know, I don't want to offend people. I can't be fat.
You're not offending people. I'm fat. I'm not offended. Anyway, you know, I got a rose on my ass.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Oh, welcome.
Somehow Related. It's COVID, probably. I dare say. I don't know.
Well, in Victoria, where we're from.
Weeks it is. We're from Victoria.
Western Australia, you're probably partying hard. You're probably at a nightclub listening to this on headphones.
Around the country. Everyone Queensland. Else is Victoria's still. You know, look, who knows? As we're recording this.
South Australia, they're so, you know, happy with themselves. Good on them.
Because I equated it to
eating their fruit chocks.
Like there was a party. If there was a party going on, South Australians would be there.
Yeah.
Look with their jumpers tied around their shoulders, drinking Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Queenslanders are there, singlets, thongs.
Yeah, shorts. Yeah.
Yeah. People from New Zealand, they'd be all.
Tasmanians in a woolly jumper.
Woolly jumper with an arm full of firewood.
WA.
WA would be in boat shoes, wouldn't they?
Bit of high vis.
Yeah, a bit of high vis. And then it all goes quiet and the Victorians walk in.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking. It'd be like the Sopranos. Tony Sopranos walked in with the, you know.
And you know what? Someone comes and goes, you guys aren't welcome.
You're not welcome. You know, we don't want you. And you go, I'm sorry?
We are like the premium, one of the premium states. We've got the most population.
Yeah. And I think we're like 25% of the economy.
Hey, we didn't have New South Wales. Were they in their bike shorts?
I would have thought NRL players, but you go bike shorts.
Bike shorts, active wear.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a bit of push and shove. There's a bit of a fight breaks out. South Australians going to be scared and run out. They run outside. Tasmanians go, hey, wool guys, come on, cool it. Start doing a bit of massaging. And I reckon it's on between Victoria and New South Wales.
And then the Territorians turn up late. Pissed.
Oh, well, the Territorians come in.
In a blue singlet.
In a blue singlet. Whoa. They would stop everything.
Oh, they say you're having a fight without us.
Yeah. And they'd be into it. I reckon the Victorians would come out on top. Because I reckon, as I said to someone the other day.
Well, we give everyone COVID.
It's there's a second wave, and I reckon what's happened, Victoria, we've all been surfing. This is another analogy. I'm shifting now from a party to surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And Victorians are going, we're paddling out the back. We're going to catch a big one. We're going to get the second wave.
Mm-hmm.
And we've ridden the second wave all of the beach, snapped off, walked up the beach with a board around our arm going, we are. And then the rest can learn from us.
Yeah.
So I'm fingers crossed because where we are recording this a few weeks before, we don't know where we're up to. But fingers crossed everything's going okay, but it might not be. So.
No. We could be lying on stretchers in hospital corridors.
Yeah, ventilators.
But we're here and we get two topics and we're going to work out how they're related. And this week it's...
Have we had the music yet?
Yeah. This week it's Victoria and COVID.
Oh, Victoria and COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Now, let's get the proper topics, Glenn.
Pirate eye patches and the darkness.
Quite
that's interesting.
Specific, isn't it?
Is darkness a thing? I guess it's a thing.
Hey, hello darkness, my old friend.
Does darkness exist or is it just that there's no light?
Oh, that's a wow.
Oh, hey, mind blown. What was the first one we had blow over women's mind? What was that story? Wow. The two fish are swimming along.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're going one way and then an old fish goes back the other way and the old fish says, "How's the water?"
And he says,
and then they keep on swimming.
He says, what's water?
And then they go, what's water?
Wow, we're
hit blown off, man.
Oh, boy.
And we're just blown off by saying, so darkness is lack of light.
Yeah. But you know when you go to the country, it's really dark?
Oh, it's black, black.
Because there's no street lights or...
Because that's something when I stay in a hotel room when you...
Oh, you love it dark, don't you?
But hang on. I don't want to wake up in the dark and not know where I am.
Oh, okay. You like that little light under
I want a little bit of light coming
light
under the door.
From the toilet or something.
And do you rehearse your walk to the toilet? You got to do that. You got to rehearse your walk to the toilet, because if you crack and have a fall terrible. So you got to go. Okay, I'm here. I'm getting out. I'm getting out the side of the bed.
Walking,
there's the side of the bed. Walk along there, because if you put the light on, you wake yourself up. You want to be able to do it, and then you got to be able to. Well, and that's why men sometimes sit down in the middle of the night.
Oh, to wee, yeah.
You do, don't you?
No.
Oh, I don't either.
No, I just, you know.
But you know that you got to hit the water. So
yeah,
you know.
It's terrible if you hit the porcelain.
Or you completely miss.
Hit the tile,
then you go, oh no, I'm gonna clean up.
Or you're in the wardrobe. Oh.
So when was you, do you have memory of being scared of the dark?
Yeah, absolutely. And I see it with my kids, some of them are still scared of the dark. And it's fair enough, but as a young child, definitely, yeah.
What is it? Is that a learned thing, you reckon?
Yeah, I don't know. Was it primal?
It must be some instinct thing where you.
We always used to leave the door open in our bedroom with my twin, and then mum would leave the light on in the corridor.
Yeah, me too. Us too.
I mean, that's why night lights were invented. My kids should have night lights.
See, this is weird because I would, yeah, but I associate when mum left the hall light on that I wasn't well. Because if I was, it's like, I will leave the hall light on in case he vomits everywhere.
What about Saturday night when mum and dad's bedroom door was shut? What did that mean, Glenn?
Mum and dad are wrestling again. Did you ever walk in on that?
Oh, no. Thank God.
I did one time.
Oh.
God. I've had therapy about it.
Fair enough. So,
darkness. I tell you, darkness in the room, darkness under your bed, scary.
Scary.
I tell you, it was really scary. Under the stairs, close the door.
Oh.
Did you have under the stairs?
No, stairs.
Did you have anything under the house?
No, under the house was dark, yeah.
Because we had, like, where we kept the briquettes under the house and go there in the middle of winter and close that door, really scary.
I remember we used to walk home from scouts at night or cubs and we'd run. We were so scared.
Yeah.
And then one time Mr. Piper, Stuart and Darren scary. Were in our troop, he hid in the bushes and reached out and grabbed Darren or Stuart on the head.
Nowadays,
it was like a horror movie.
You take him to court for that.
Oh, it was his own kid. But yeah.
Oh, that's all right. You can do anything to your own kid.
God. It was scary.
Yeah, but yeah. So we used to go walking on the beach, you know, in the dark, come home after watching vampire music.
Kids get very excited, though, when they
love it.
When you're going, I've been on school camp a few times as a volunteer parent. And they just love going for a walk in the dark with torches, looking.
Nothing better. When you got the torch, you felt quite powerful.
Yeah.
But yeah, the dark. Yeah. I reckon it's probably primeval.
I reckon you're right.
So, do you feel better when you close your eyes and you make things go dark? If you do it now, if you're listening to this now,
close your eyes.
How do you feel?
Not if you're driving. Working heavy machinery.
No. Are there times when you close? Do you close your eyes to concentrate? I do sometimes. No, not really.
I like the darkness now, though. I like it. I like a room dark.
You like it dark.
To go to sleep. Yeah.
So your room now, if you went home tonight,
it'll be dark.
It'll be black dark.
No, not black, but darkish.
Darkish.
You know? No lights on. No.
Yeah.
Do you have lights on or
no? No, but we get a bit of outside. We got the street light, which sort of gives a soft glow.
They moved the street light closer to our house. That really annoyed me.
We just shoot it out. It's like you always just shoot it at your mate. Well, we did get a mate up the road. Shot a drone.
He shot a drone down. That's right. Yeah.
You get him round and just go, you know.
Shoot that light, mate.
Because we had the guy over the road moved in and he put new garage lights on. And rather than pointing onto the driveway, they were just pointing straight out. And they were shining straight into our room.
Yeah, that's no good.
And it took us about a week to sort of pluck up the courage to go knock on the door. G'day, where are your neighbours? Can you? Oh, sorry, mate. I didn't realise because you're going straight away. They're going to go, oh, geez, they're high maintenance.
Yeah, yeah. But that's fair enough, though. You don't want a light showing you.
We had, by the by, we've got new neighbours just moved in.
Mm.
They got a lime tree and they left a bucket of limes for us.
Nice. Our neighbours gave us limes.
Is it the time of year?
This was a while ago, and I made a lime pie, and I gave them some of the lime pie.
Oh,
beautiful.
Is lime pie like?
Cheesecake. It's like a cheesecake. It's got a biscuit base.
Yeah.
With a cheesecake. But, lime pie is beautiful.
So where did you get the recipe from?
No, just from the internet.
From the internet?
From the internet.
Amazing. And was the lime a bit edgy, or was it?
Beautiful. Oof.
Oh.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Darkness.
Darkness.
Under the covers.
Should we have pirates? Pirates.
Hang on, just tell me before pirates.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there's darkness in everyone's mind?
Yeah, I reckon.
Do you reckon that sometimes you think things, you go, I will never say this, but I'm thinking it?
Yeah, definitely.
I'll give an example. Like when someone's like leaning over something.
Yeah.
You think about pushing them over.
Yeah. Definitely.
When you're walking past an alfresco restaurant, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. And what do you do at the alfresco restaurant?
Well, you just go, I'm going to
take a chip.
I mean, that's not darkness. I know it's not weird. But
also they say, like, if you stand at the top of a cliff or the top of a building and feel like jumping off, that is a very normal feeling to have.
Yeah,
that's not
But that's tapping into your...
Yeah. You know what annoys me on Netflix? I was looking for a show to watch and everything's described as dark. So I want to watch a sitcom. Dark, edgy.
Oh, you mean because they do the three-word description?
Yeah, everything's dark.
Yeah.
Nothing's light. Everything's dark these days. Well,
dark is kind of hip, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hip these days.
Which is like Melbourne, dark clothes.
Yeah, dark clothes.
Hip, you know.
I need my comedy more Queensland. I need a bit of light.
Yeah.
That's so dark. Well, let's move on to pirates.
Oh, one more thing
that
I want to teach you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just imagine you're in the dark.
All right.
And you can't see anything. Do you know how to see in the dark?
No, how?
You can see with your peripheral vision better than you can see with your direct
really?
Vision. Really? So if you're in the dark and you look at something directly, you won't be able to see it, but just move your eyes to the side of it and you'll be able to see it better than you would be directly. There's something about your peripheral vision.
Well, if anyone's laying in bed, you should do that now. Yeah.
If you're laying in bed listening to this.
Yeah, you can do that now.
Well, you can. Well, if you think there's a spook in your room, there's something spooky in your room, open your eyes up, and if there's someone with a knife standing above you about to stab you, you'll see them better with your peripheral than you will with your direct vision.
Okay.
So, and I don't, that would be something to do with survival, surely.
Yeah.
So you know that, you know.
Well, cats have better vision than we do.
It's not.
And so do flies. Flies have much better vision. That's why you can never swat a fly, because they've got better vision than us. They can see like four or five ways or something.
They've got lots of little things on there.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Pirates. Pirates eye patches?
Pirates eye patches.
Oh, we watched Master and Commander the other night. I mean, I know that's Pirates.
Master and Commander.
It's Peter Weir movie with Russell Crowe. And
yes.
Paul Bettany as the Doctor. Great movie. Good for movie for kids, actually. Not, it's a bit gory, but there's like, it's good if you've got kids that enjoy a bit of sea battles.
Pirates, when did they start? Black Eye, Blackbeard.
Well, they were around the Caribbean. Yeah, there was, you know.
Is it true that Blackbeard used to light his beard up?
Oh, yeah, to scare people. Yes.
So he used to put shit in there.
Yeah.
And then he'd go, I'm going to fuck with you.
I know a lot about pirates because kids like pirates, and I've read a lot of kids' books about them. And there was one that had great facts, and they had that thing in it about lighting the beards, and had about there were female pirates who often pretended to be men to survive.
Did they have parrots on their shoulders?
Some had parrots because they would go and, like in Master and Commander, they would go to these exotic places like in South America and trade and get parrots.
But did pirate come from parrot?
No, that way of speaking.
Hey!
I did a podcast that Dave Thornton hosts,
yep.
And called "There Will Be Quiz." There will be a. Oh, I should get, anyway, you can look. And we had a woman who was an expert on pirate speak, and so they bring in experts on certain things, and she was an expert
of all the species you can get
on pirate.
If you went through the menu, what have we got? Oh, we've got European history. We've got art. We've got music. We've got how to speak like a pirate. Yeah, she's pretty cheap.
Pirate speak. And so what she was saying, that it's actually from a famous movie. There was a Scottish actor who played a pirate in about two or three very big movies in the 40s or the 30s. And he spoke like that because it was sort of like a Scottish Northern English.
So it's not true.
It's not true at all. People just adopted it because of these movies.
Hooks. What about hooks?
And peg legs. Yeah. True. Apparently true. Yeah. Well, for some pirates. Yeah.
Because they would, how would they have lost their leg?
Sharks.
Oh, what is it doing everything? How do they lose leg with a shark? How do they
fights?
Lose their hand?
Fights? So, that'd be a sword battle. It's a sword battle.
And they've gone, lost their hand. Well, yeah, try this. And they put a hook on the end of it.
Oh, I don't know.
And how did the hook hang on? Seriously, how did the hook hang on?
There'd be
a
harness.
It was a lump of wood. You reckon it was like strapped on?
Screwed into the bone?
Oh, but they weren't that. What period are we talking here?
I don't know. 1700s, 1600s with the pirates, wasn't it? Around that kind of period? 1500? I'm going back further.
Pirates of Penzance. What was that? We did it at
Gilbert
school.
Gilbert and Sullivan.
We did the Gilbert and Sullivan at school play, Pirates of Penzance. Mr. Bodinette, he played the lead. He used to play all the leads. In fact,
that's not fair.
You always play the lead. The principal, you know, you're just fucking doing that so you can play the lead.
My son had a guitar teacher and he used to have to play his songs that he wrote.
Yes.
What was that about?
It's not on.
Now, it's funny, isn't it? You romanticize pirates, don't you? Because of all the movies and
Yep.
And those Pirates of the Caribbean movies, especially the first couple with Johnny Depp, are very funny.
I've never seen.
Oh, they're great. Captain Jack Sparrow.
See, I was talking to friends of mine and we were all going, what's your favorite movie? And people going with some classics. And one of the persons said, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Really? Was this person 12?
Is that a ride?
Yeah,
that's a Disneyland ride.
It was a Disneyland ride that was turned into a movie, but the movie's very funny. It's great.
So what came first?
No, the ride came first.
And what is the ride?
Well, no, it's just like a roller coaster, isn't it? I don't know.
I've been on it.
Well, you should know better than me.
But it's not based on anything historical.
No,
you just get on a boat and you go between. It's not bad. You get, here I'm, And there's two ships fighting, and you go in between, and they're boom, and the guns go off, and the
based a movie on that, but the movie's very funny. It's great.
Jeffrey Rush,
great as the evil captain of the sea.
Are they? Because Johnny Depp's going through a divorce at the moment. He's having a bad time.
Yeah.
I know he's a big listener to the show.
Hello, Johnny.
Johnny, I know you're going. He used to be the coolest guy in the world. Is he still the number one coolest guy in the world? Who's the coolest guy in the world now?
That's a really good question.
Because he used to be number one.
He was definitely number one. Cooler than Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise a bit daggy.
Yeah, I saw Tom. You seen the trailer for Tom Cruise's new film?
No.
Oh, he's looking a bit old. Hair's been dyed. Skin's not looking great.
Yeah.
And the other guy's in a turn. His face is so wrinkly. It's all very well for me to say that I'm no oil painter.
Yeah, but you're not dyeing your hair like Tom.
Well, not anymore.
not after we just mentioned it then. See, I mean, I don't know. Who is it? You're right. Who is the
coolest guy?
Well, Matt Damon. Matt Damon's never really been cool, though, has he? Just good, solid.
Mate, up in Byron Bay, wouldn't it?
Oh, Hemsworth.
He'd be number one.
Chris Hemsworth.
He'd be number one coolest guy. Well,
He's more hunky, kind of Tom Cruise-y, I reckon.
So you need a bit of coolness.
You need more cooler. So for a while, Hugh Grant was very cool, wasn't he?
Yeah.
In the Four Weddings and a Funeral stage. He was very cool.
But Johnny Depp was a long time reigning.
Oh, definitely.
So there's no, I can't think of anyone who would have taken him over.
No. There's got to be some young actor that we don't know that we have no idea of.
I think that's worth coming back to. We'll put that up on the whiteboard.
Okay.
For the discussion. What about buddy, walking the plank and keel hauling and shit like that?
Oh, yeah. Pirates. I mean, it's funny how we know so much about pirates because they're so much part of folklore.
I've read that but walking the plank was bullshit.
And that's not true?
Yeah, keel hauling, true.
What's keel hauling?
That's where where did I learn this?
They drag you behind the boat?
No, I think that's where they drop you off and they have a rope that goes completely.
Oh, yes, and they drag you under the boat. They
drag you past all the barnacles. You either drown or you're just cut to death by the barnacles.
That's terrible.
You go off one end looking okay, come up the other end going, ooh, jeez.
Like shredded meat.
Look at Tony. He's not looking great. You've been keeled all again. Yeah, I know.
It's funny because we think of pirates as this romantic thing, but now pirates are just like a dude in a. With a machine gun in the
because they still in exist, Africa they? In Indonesia
Somali pirates too.
So they just come along. Where was I? It was somewhere and we were scared about pirates.
Oh, off Indonesia or on a surfing trip?
Would that be? Yeah, it'd be
Maldives.
It wouldn't be the Maldives, surely. It wouldn't.
There could be pirates around there, definitely. Definitely.
We not on the Four Seasons. You know, catamaran with the five-star food and all the waiters and everything. Surely they'd have some guns below deck if we got
there. Definitely.
You reckon they'd have guns?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we did have some of the guys, because this is my fault. We pulled up at an island. I went, that's a nice island. Do we get to walk on an island? And they go, well, not really, but we'll let you off. So we get off, we go for a walk on the island. The locals see us walking on the island. The next day, came out to the boat, a lot of aggressive talk. All the staff had to come to the edge of the boat going, mate, it's okay. Sorry, we won't do it again.
Why? Because you walk on their island.
Yeah. Because fair enough too. It's their land. We can come down there and we surf, we drive the boats and everything, build the resorts and everything. But get off. This was a desert island.
Did you see the locals when you were walking on their island?
No. I tell a lie. We walked on an island. Someone saw us do it. And then another couple went on another island and did the same thing. And they were the ones. See, we picked the island that there was nobody on.
Yeah, smart.
See, we were smart.
Smart.
But this other American couple, who I never really liked. I never really dealt with those people.
Stupid.
I never really liked him. He's a good surfer, though.
Of course.
We had to do a photograph at the end, and we all had to get in the water. And his wife wouldn't even get in the water. She had to sit on top of the board and go, I'm not touching the water. You go, seriously, why would you come to the Maldives and get on a boat and not want to touch the water? I've got the fake. I should bring
it. I don't know. Is it like Rosebud, the Maldives? I don't know.
Very similar. Jolly Roger Flag. What's that?
Oh, yeah, that's the skull and crossbones.
So that means if I get on. If I'm a pirate and I get on board Dave's ship, I take Dave's. What would your flag be, Bob? What would you have on your flag?
Ooh, hamburger.
You'd have a
pack of twisties.
Yeah. And
what would you have on yours? Yours might be a made up thing, a golf club and a surfboard.
And the Audi symbols.
The Audi and some blueberry yogurt.
And I would take down your flag and then I would go.
Put up.
Aha!
Is that what they do? Yeah.
Isn't that what they do when they've taken you up and you've chopped your hand off?
Yeah.
So you've got to put it on or chop your leg off.
Oh.
Because that's what the Dutch used to do before they hang you. If you were bad, they'd hang you. If you were really bad, they'd chop one hand off.
Yeah, to make you suffer.
And then if you were really, really bad, they chop both hands off.
That's,
It's just like,
unnecessary.
That's not a good day, is it?
Sorry. What thinking music should we have?
I reckon let's go with Darkness. I don't want to hear it. I mean, Pirates of Penzance, we could have some music.
A bit of Johnny Depp and
Johnny Depp.
Pirates Caribbean.
I want scary.
Okay.
What's the scary movie? There's a scene in Exorcist. You ever seen The Exorcist? That's scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
Scariest movie scene
Rosemary's,
for me.
Rosemary's Baby.
Where the grandmother appears on the bed and goes, "Why for you do this to me, Dimmy?" You remember that scene? That scared the shit out of me.
I
saw that down at Anglesey. I had to walk home in the dark. That was really scary. And another one, I don't know whether you remember this one. It was a film called When a Stranger Calls.
I don't know if I've seen that.
A girl's in a house. She's babysitting or something.
Oh, yes.
And then a guy starts to ring her.
Yeah.
And he's like weird. And she's taking the calls and talking to him.
I don't you love it when the killer rings up? I know what you did last summer. That's what the guy would ring up and say that. I know what you did last summer. Man. What did I do? You mowed the lawn in your thongs. All right, well, we'll play this to Stranger Calls.
Hang on, I've got to set the scene. Can we play that?
Yeah.
Because there's a scene where she's on the phone to him and it's spooky. I don't know why she's talking to him, but she's talking to him. She's home alone. She must be babysitting.
Yeah.
The parents must have gone out.
Have you checked the children? Have you checked?
That's it. The children are upstairs.
Have you checked the children?
That's it. And then she hangs up and then the police call. And let's play the scene.
Oh, okay.
And we won't say what happens, but I think you'll remember it as it happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know who I am or where I live. And Dr. Mandrakis will take me home. Or maybe even the police.
You've called the police.
I want to talk to you.
See, I'm getting goosebumps now.
Leave me alone!
Jill, this is Sergeant Sacker. Listen to me. We've traced the call. It's coming from inside.
We've traced the call? It's coming from inside the house.
We're going to open it right now. Just get out of that house.
Jill. All right, now, I know the answer to this one because I read it in a kid's book.
Okay, so therefore I have to have a crack.
You have a crack, right?
I'm going to say that... it's something to do. I'm going to say telescope. What do they look at the other ships in?
Yeah, telescope.
I'm going to say that they wore a patch to strengthen their telescope eye because if you patch up one eye, it'll strengthen the other eye. So therefore, they would patch one eye because when you look through a telescope, you close your eye.
Don't
you? So I reckon they would have been closing one eye or no, permanently having that one closed off so that one eye got really strong for using the telescope.
Well, you're very close because what actually is that they wear the eye patch. They didn't.
So we don't have to ask Sam. You know the answer.
No,
we'll get Sam to clarify.
Yeah, they'd wear an eye patch because when they would go below deck, it was dark, and they flip the eye patch up, and the eye would already could handle the darkness because it's been in the darkness under the eye patch, and that's why they wear eye patches. They didn't have a bung eye,
so they would close their other. They close their good eye. You want to check with Sam?
Yeah. What is the answer, Sam?
Dave's right. The eye patch could be used to prepare one eye to see in the dark, so when they would go below deck they could swap the eye patch from one eye to the other and see with the eye that has already adjusted to low light conditions. This would allow them to instantly see in the dark.
Yeah, I was right. Okay, well done. So you're going... I'm going down. What are you going to
check the cannons? You got to check the cannons.
I know you're going down.
Well, I did.
Cheese and biscuits.
And flip up your eye patch.
Flip up your eye patch.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
I got a great pirate joke. So there's a pirate and he's got a wooden leg. He's got the hook on the arm and he's got the eye patch. Yep. And the hook on the arm and the eye patch. He's got the whole three. Wooden leg.
Had a bad day.
And the young pirate starts, the apprentice pirate, goes, tell me how'd you get the wooden leg? And he goes, hey, I fell over and the sharks got me and I bit. And I had to put a wooden leg in because the sharks bit him. Well, how'd you get the hook? Well, I was fighting the British and I got my arm chopped off and I had to put a hook in. And how'd you get the eye patch? He goes, a seagull pooed in my eye. He goes, what? You got an eye patch because a seagull pooed in your eye? He goes, yeah, it was the day after I got the hook. Because he wasn't used to it. And,
very good. And he forgot. He goes, oh, I didn't realize I had that hook.
Woo.
And bang, I poked my eye. Oh, that'd hurt, wouldn't it?
Oh, terrible itch.